And we think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kay hasn't heard from her sister in 7 years.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do.
What was that?
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
Can Kay trust her sister, or is history repeating itself?
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Angie Martinez, and on my podcast, I like to talk to everyone from Hall of Fame athletes to iconic musicians about getting real on some of the complications and challenges of real life.
I had the best dad, and I had the best memories and the greatest experience, and that's all I want for my kids, as long as they can have that.
Listen to Angie Martinez IRL on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, Olivia wrote down here, circumcision was supposed to stop masturbation. I don't imagine that worked.
No, it did not. Well, it just makes for a smoother landing, baby. That runway is clear now.
It's not that it's not for me, though. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, that's not my business. That's not my business, David Boy. You and your runway covered in debris. I'm sure you enjoy whatever you got going on over there, but for us that prefer a slightly healthier airport, it's a little different. Baby, 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 I want to love you. I want to kiss you. What is the, I don't even remember the words to the goddamn one I picked. It doesn't matter. Gentiles and Lil Mamas alike, there it is. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove that Steve Harvey shaved his head and shaved on that mustache, all as a ruse, a long con, to associate himself with the dying brand of the Mr. Potato Head company, thus creating more advertisement for the company, thus getting the pockets of Parker Brothers relined. This man is a earner, not a silly person. Stop making fun of him.
Everything's a deal. The deal is a deal is a deal. You think he cuts his hair without getting money? You thought existential crisis?
No.
No.
You think he was worried that we would discover the wig and his whole world would come crumbling? Absolutely not. The man made a choice. Potato Head and them came to him with a briefcase, potato shaped, I assume. And they opened it up, and it had all the money that old Steve Harvey would need to sit right.
Come on, the Parker Brothers are from Cleveland. Follow the money.
Follow the money. This is all Cleveland connected. Don't make me get LeBron in there, because he got a hair. He might have been faced with a real proposition from them Parker Brothers, too.
Come on. You don't think Maverick set up that deal for him?
But I think LeBron walked with a little integrity. I think he couldn't bring himself to lose the hair, which is why we have what we have today.
I'm making a list of dudes from Cleveland. Steve is next on the list.
Damn. Damn.
Who's third? Right. Probably some nigga named Spoon.
Well, looks like Wishbone is all we have left. And I don't know where he is today.
Just kidding. I'm going to be in Cleveland on Wednesday.
Oh, man. Good luck. Well, we are. I'm Langston Kerman.
I'm David Borey.
And we're here with another fine Langston and David, David and Langston episode. And we figured what better way to enjoy one of these episodes than to read one of your emails. We got an email from a person. Do you want to read the email or would you prefer that I read the email?
I mean, I can read.
Okay, you got the email. I'm excited to just hear it. I just want to soak in it. You know what I mean?
Got it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm excited.
This is all it says. White doctors are circumcising black babies in such a way as to retard penis growth. Oh my God.
Well, we say take a village to raise a child, but what if the village is retarded? What you think it's gonna produce?
Apparently what? Some little ass dicks.
Let us be very clear. There was no reason to write that sentence like that.
He did it.
He knew. He was like, man, I'm about to say some shit. He typed that email and he went and got a snack. He took a break. He was like, I got it.
I'm not going to out this man, but his email signature, far longer than the email itself.
Unbelievably long signature, to the point that when I read it, I was like, well, certainly these words underneath it have to be more information. They are not. It is just sign off and saying that he is not at all. These words are not associated with the company that he works for. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, this is so exciting.
It's great.
For a number of reasons. How do you initially in your heart, how do you feel?
I don't know that I believe any of this, but I don't ever side with sort of the powers that be in a conspiracy. So I am curious to hear more or know more as it relates to how you could cut a dick so that it don't grow back or grow correctly in the future.
Especially because okay, we have to start with where is this coming from? Why the doctors are the ones? Because, like, black men having big dicks isn't, it's not affecting anyone's bottom line.
Yeah, there's not like a new wave of little dicks black men and the, you know, the tides have turned and now suddenly white men are the leaders in penis innovation and performance. It's still, I think, a black game, as far as I know.
Yeah, it's the long con, but also I just don't, what's the reasoning for it?
Well, I think the reasoning would be the threat of the black man, right? That like our large penises and sexual fervor is too much for the fragile white man to handle, and thus he steps in and makes our penises permanently slightly smaller than they would have been.
Here's my issue with that, right? Is that this system is not set up to reward big dicks in that manner. I know huge dicks people who have huge dicks who don't own houses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
You're not going to get a bank loan because you got a big-ass dick. They're not going to say, show us your forms of income. And you just put that hog on the table. Like, there's not, like, it's purely social, the benefit of having a huge dick.
Yeah, I think certainly it would make more sense for them to address propaganda around big dicks more than, or simpler even, to just start like being like, you know, big dicks are actually just a sign of like elephantitis and that person's really sick. Like, you should be like tricking people into hating big dicks, and that'd be easier than like, you know, this weird sushi cut that you got to do on a fucking pee-pee to keep it from growing.
Or like big dicks are a sign of low intelligence or something.
Yeah. Well, you're actually having sex with an ape.
I don't know if that... nigga. Yo, you got... you got to relax.
You know, they're technically an ape, so, you know, do what you want with that.
Enjoy that wild monkey sex.
You know, they carry different diseases than us. Like, there are ways you can really create propaganda around it to defame us in faster than actually, like, you know, fucking blowfishing it.
It's also... It's also funny, the idea that we have to start with the generation of baby.
Right. 100%.
Like, we're going to nip it in the bud starting now. Like,
there's too much potential in that little stalk. We gotta chop that tree early.
I'm worried about it, but I do want to type in circumcision gone wrong.
Whoa, you're being crazy. Why would you type that?
I didn't image search it.
Well, they're going to put up an image pretty early, I would imagine.
No, this is just, okay. So, I'm not seeing anything before and God damn it!
I told you not to do that.
Fuck!
I told you not to do that.
God, that sucks!
I was very clear with you, David. I said, David, don't look at that. That's going to hurt your eyes, I said. You're a nice young man. You don't want to change.
Not anymore.
Now you got to know what that looks like. Why would you do that?
I thought they were going to like list. I thought there was just going to be a list.
Nah, if you ask for very specific body shit, they show you very specific body shit. They never like leave an image uninvolved. What was it? Chopped in half? What happened? Split down the middle.
It's a complicated head.
Oh man, I gave him a Gumby. That's a damn shame.
It looked like Bobby Brown in '89.
Oof.
God damn it!
Are you circumcised? Is that a rude question to ask?
No, I was gonna ask you the same. I'm all natural.
Oh, all right.
I take it you are.
No, I'm circumcised. Yeah, I'm circumcised.
That's what I'm saying. Is that because you're Jewish or American?
I think probably both. My dad is not a practicing religious person by any means, but I think there are some elements of tradition that probably he's held on to just logically. I also think, you know, he's cut, so it made sense to cut his boy. And I...
You make it sound like you guys are friends.
Yeah, it's homie. You're like, I ain't getting cut unless my homies get cut, too. Like, how many homies you talking about? You like, two. Two boys. I also think we grew up in an era where a lot of the propaganda around circumcision was most effective. Like, there, people believed in circumcisions when I was coming into the game.
Yeah. Yeah, which doesn't seem to be the case as much now.
No, there's a big wave of moms. I would say it's moms in particular who are like, it's certainly the ones writing about it, but it seems to be a giant wave of people correlating circumcisions with like types of trauma that like apparently you are sort of introducing a long-lasting and potentially permanent trauma to your child by cutting his penis unnecessarily.
That's the case for not circumcising? That feels thin to me.
That's not the only case, but that is one of the most vocal cases for not circumcising.
Interesting. I mean, do you feel that?
No. but there's a lot of shit about like parents sort of blog culture that I don't feel. You know what I mean? Like right. even on its most basic level, like I don't rock with the gentle parenting, you know, practice that sort of is kicking around. Like there are elements of it. I'm not interested in like spanking my kid and being like wild about the shit. But like there's some of it where you truly are just being run over by a baby and all you can do is like ask them to stop. And that's not how my house is gonna be. You know right, what I mean? Right. Like I can't fucking do that.
Langston believes that in 2 years old you have the right to kick him in the neck or the throat. What's the Bernie Mac bit? I believe you have the right to hit him in the chest or the throat.
Yeah, you got to do something.
No, you can't just let your ass whooped.
You got to do something. You got to.
I hate
that.
It when I'm out and a little kid's just wiling, and it's like, just it's little.
So yeah. And as somebody who's had a child bug out on them in a public space, it makes you feel low. It makes you feel embarrassed. It makes you feel a lot of things. And if I don't figure out a way to resolve that quickly and not shamefully, then I don't feel like I'm nailing it as a parent. And the gentle version of it does not feel effective for what I believe and want to practice.
I get that. I get that for sure.
So I say all that to say permanent trauma from getting your dick cut. No, I ain't buying that. I think maybe you just had a depressed kid and you're looking for a way to justify
yeah.
what inevitably may have just been who they are at their essence.
Are there a lot of dads saying that they got trauma from getting their dicks cut?
I hope not. I would clown the shit out of those dweebs.
Yeah, you know, my penis.
Yeah, what are you talking about, man? Shut up.
I mean, would you circumcise a kid? Not personally.
Not, yeah, it's not going to be my personal practice, but yeah, my son, I'll get him circumcised.
Is there a level of, because like in the same way that you got what your dad got, is there a lot, because I feel like I've seen somewhere the idea of like it's supposed to look like their dad's that helps things.
I can't imagine it hurts things, you know what I mean? Like
right.
familiarity is how, part of how we create culture and identity.
Interesting.
It makes it a lot harder when the shit looks different than you and you have to make sense of it.
I never even thought about that way. Nobody in my house had a dick.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't, of all the things, I don't feel like that left me feeling wanting. I wasn't walking around as a little boy like, I need to see a dick. What's happening to me?
I can't make sense of this.
I'm so confused.
What is this, mama? Why am I so different?
I just want what you have.
Mama, you think if I wish upon the highest star, I might finally be okay?
But I don't feel like I ever felt that way. I damn sure didn't want a pussy. So, yeah. I mean, no offense. Love pussy. You guys are doing great work.
That is, some people like to rent and some people like to own. You're a renter.
Which one is which?
I think owning would make it permanent. I think you're saying you don't want it yours permanently.
Okay. Yeah.
Jokes are always funnier when we explain them afterwards.
People love it. If there's one thing I've learned about podcasts, is people love the incessant rambling and repeating of jokes. So, as far as the conspiracy of it, also conspiracies like this, I don't think there's anything that doctors are all on the same page about. It's too big.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It's too large.
I, I think I could find myself more on board with this if there were a big class of doctors of different races coming forward saying, you know what I mean? Like, yo, as a new, you know, resident at this and this place, whatever, I saw firsthand doctors doing inappropriate things with little black boys' penises in order to shrink them or cut off their growing potential.
I also don't know if, like you said, I don't know if there is a cut that you can, because you're just cutting the, you know what I mean? You're not, I don't, I don't know what you would do there to make it littler.
I don't either, but I also don't actually fully understand any circumcision, much less, you know what I mean? Like, I understand kind of, but not. Because I've never had the foreskin and never spent a lot of time.
Oh, you know, that's I never, true. Like, we aren't represented in media in a major way. That is true.
You know where y'all are killing it is I watch
foreign porn.
Foreign porn, of course. I was watching this UK show where people date each other. They don't date. They choose their person that they want to go on a date with naked. Like they show their naked bodies first, and then the person eliminates people based off of their like body parts, and then at the end you see their face and you go on a date with them fully clothed.
That's
anyway
awful.
Everybody's uncircumcised in that shit.
I think it's only Americans who are like all circumcised like that, right?
Yeah, I think it's a super American. I imagine other Jewish nation, like I assume Israel probably is circumcising their people, but right. Maybe that, you know, influence from other surrounding areas has made them change that. But I feel like Jewish just means circumcised.
Right.
That's a thing.
Amongst other things.
No, I think that's pretty much the only thing.
I mean, so I'm glad that this isn't real. I do think that, and obviously,
well, let's not say we don't know. We don't know yet. We don't. Is it not real? We haven't made that decision. Do we have that right
to say that? I don't.
It doesn't seem like either of us believe it so far.
Mm-mm. I don't.
But maybe
don't
this is what we should do because we have to take a break. Maybe the best thing we can do is take a break and we'll pull up a little bit of research about this conspiracy, not just pictures of flayed penises, as Bori decided to look up, but instead we'll do a little bit of research and we'll come back to discuss more about whether or not circumcisions might be specifically targeting the shrinking of black penises. More David, more Langston, more mama, my mama told me.
It began as a three-word line spoken by Kelly Taylor, Jenny Garth's character on Beverly Hills 90210, but it became her own formula for personal fulfillment and the rallying cry of an entire movement. The phrase, I choose me, has come to mean so much to so many. It embodies self-care and self-love.
I'm Jenny Garth, and I have a brand new podcast called I Choose Me. What started as a line in a script has become a guiding force for me. I've learned that loving yourself is not selfish.
Tune into the podcast, I Choose Me with Jenny Garth, as she continues her quest for contentment and gratitude and leads you on an exploration of the transformative power of those three words. You'll learn how you, too, can choose health, healing, and happiness to be the star of your own life and watch everything around you improve.
Join me each week as I continue my quest for contentment and gratitude. Come along and live by the words, I Choose Me.
Listen to I Choose Me with Jenny Garth on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
and who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been thinking about you. I want you back in my life.
It's too late for that.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do. One session, 24 hours.
BPM 110, 120. She's terrified.
Should we wake her up?
Absolutely not.
What was that?
You didn't figure it out?
I think I need to hear you say it.
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
This machine is approved and everything? You're allowed to be doing this?
We passed the review board a year ago. We're not hurting people.
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a kufi on it, says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah, you can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff, so get it.
Through the blessings of God.
We are back speaking about God's divine gifts, one of them being circumcision, and whether you're into it or not.
Yeah. And into it, that's not what we're deciding.
That's not what we're talking about.
Just like, you can be into whatever you're into. I think uncircumcised, when I'm watching that naked dating show, it is jarring. It's tough for me personally to look at. But I haven't looked at a lot of them.
So you prefer a circumcised penis?
I prefer, yes, because of familiarity and comfort. The other one looks like an elephant's trunk to me, and I don't.
Well, let's not bring size into it.
I didn't say what kind of elephant, and I didn't say how sick it was. I just mean the general shape. disturbs my fine eye.
Your fine eye. I feel like the majority of people are used to non-circumcised penis.
You think non-circumcised is the one that they've seen most often?
The world over, yes.
Sure. We're not talking about the world, though. We're talking about the American, good American institutions. You think the average American woman is looking at a uncircumcised penis more often than a circumcised
penis? Oh, no. Not unless she's like really into Caribbean dudes or something weird.
Yeah, I think that is a rare find in this country that a woman is like, yeah, I pretty much have only seen uncut.
Yeah, that is rare. I mean, never stopped me from getting my dick sucked.
And hey, I pray it never does. Let me be clear. I'm not rooting against anybody. I'm for everybody getting their dick sucked, no matter what the shape, creed, or color of your penis. But I do think, pound for pound, for me, a circumcised penis looks more like the penis I know and love.
In love? Okay.
Yeah, I love my penis. I'm a fan. I support him.
That's fair. As you should. It would be crazy if you didn't, or if you felt lacking.
No.
I've resented some of his actions at times.
Yeah, I don't love everything about him, but that's not what love is.
That's true.
If marriage and fatherhood has taught me anything, love don't mean you get everything you want, you know?
God damn! Sometimes you paint a bleak picture of what appears to be a very beautiful life you have.
I didn't mean that in a bad way at all. I meant that just frankly. I meant that honestly.
No, I understand.
That's not a deal. Yeah, okay. But now I feel like a monster. My wife is beautiful. My child is, I adore her. She's my best friend in the world. I have no complaints about the life that I had. But of course, there are things that we all imagine our lives will become that cannot sustain given truly investing in other people.
Well put. Eloquent as always.
Oh, man. Nah, I got some splaining to do.
Nah,
baby, what I'm saying is, I think you're great. I think you're a good person.
You did a good job. That's not great.
All right, so you are uncircumcised. You feel no concerns about whipping it out and that somebody would be like, ah, gasp, I've never seen such a meaty cut before.
What do you think I go? Where are the places you think that I go?
That's not my business.
No, but I have heard people speak of it like that.
Yeah.
I would be lying if I said, I have never heard a true person to person story of somebody like, she wasn't fucking with it because of that. It might be, right. I just haven't personally. I have heard women say that they don't care for it. Luckily, not the women I'm dealing with. But yeah, I've definitely heard women say they don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I think some of that might just be familiarity. It's worth noting that Olivia and Bay sent us some statistics along all of this, but Black people make up 68% of Black people apparently are circumcised in the United States. White 66 in the highest income quartile. Am I saying that word right? Quartile 60.7%, and Midwestern boys, apparently 75% of Midwestern boys were most likely to be circumcised. So it's really hitting a sweet Venn diagram of everything I got going on. And maybe that's why I think circumcision is so common and natural.
But that being said, 66% or 68%, that's really just like 2 out of 3. So that means, unless you're like, as a woman or a man, if you're fucking with dicks, you're gonna encounter one.
But I would also say that it's 2 out of 3 across the country, and some of that might be regional. Do you know what I mean? So, like,
in the Midwest, it's 3 out of 4, and I can't speak to the traditional amount of, I don't know what the average number of partners is, but it does seem like with numbers in that range, I think it's probably pretty average that most people who are, I don't think it's crazy to say most people are sexually active have come across one.
Yeah. It's very possible to not come across one, but given those statistics. But if you've put up decent numbers, you probably have seen a few. And
right.
And good for you.
Yeah. God bless. God bless.
There, we talked about this a little bit when the mics were not hot, but one of the reasons that people claim for needing to circumcise your child is because of health concerns, a cleanliness issue. And I think you should speak to that. Has that ever been a concern? Is it something you would fear for a future David Bory in the world?
I would not. I mean, there was, as a kid, you were taught to properly clean yourself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So it, like... But that is always the main kind of thing I've heard against it. But to me, if anywhere there is a conspiracy, that is what rings like propaganda to me. Mm. The idea of like it being like not as clean, because you know what I mean? Because I've also never heard of someone, you know, even like we'll say within the context of my family overseas, I never heard of somebody like, oh, his dick was so dirty it fell off.
Right.
Whatever the claim is to be like that, because you also have to remember that it is natural.
Yeah.
So within that, the body is set up to be that way. So it's right. like a hard, it's a hard sell, the idea that like we have to give this surgery
sure, at birth to be able to justify even keeping this thing because of how dirty it's going to get.
Yeah, that doesn't really make sense.
And where do you think, if you put your conspiratorial hat on, where do you think that propaganda was born? Like, where do you think that's coming from?
I mean, you're you the type of people who do it the most. No, I'm not kidding. That's purely a joke. I don't know enough about it to understand how it caught on, because that is still a minority within the country, right? Jewish people are a small minority of the whole country.
Yeah,
so how it caught on as like the status quo, I really don't know. Olivia also said, I need it to be known. Olivia said, people don't know it's actually more pleasurable for people with vaginas. Ha 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 ha. Because you're freak.
No, Bay said that.
Oh, Bay said that. Hey, come on.
They freak too.
Yeah, they're freaking but yeah, I don't, so I experience no issues with cleanliness. I guess I could see it being a problem, but it's much like all hygiene. If you don't keep up on it, it's the same way where if you don't brush your teeth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think
overly so boy, no, I don't think it's a major.
I think you also have to teach a boy to clean his gooch, and you know what I mean? Like
behind the ears
and the belly button. Like, there's a lot of stuff you got to show a kid, and that's more circumstantial than it is like, oh, this penis will objectively always be dirty because of the way it's built.
Yeah, if anything, it's built with a natural protection.
Yeah, it got a little overcoat.
Yeah.
Little Batman, Batman cape.
Yeah, my dick's thugging.
Yeah, that dick got a do-rag on it. Yeah, that has always felt like propaganda. I will also say that I looked up if circumcision does affect the penis size, and there's immediately the AI overview sort of breaks down that circumcision does not affect penis size during circumcision. Only the foreskin of the penis is removed, and penile size is determined by deeper anatomical structures. However, some studies have suggested a possible connection between circumcision and a shorter penis, but these studies may have had small sample sizes or not accounted for all controls, which makes sense, right? Because if you're associating the circumcision with a shorter penis, you might be pulling from too much of a homogenous group, thus shrinking the market share.
I've also said that, and this is, once again, totally just like hearsay, I've also heard that it makes it more pleasurable for the person with the dick as well as the vagina.
Mmm.
And that,
now you that. Know,
circumcised penis is just sort of like a dull club you're forcing inside your partner night after night.
I didn't know. No, I've never heard that. And Bay, really? I think, is saying something similar, that it actually feels better for both parties. I have heard that it feels better for the dude, that like we're taking a little bit away from the dudes by taking their foreskin away. But I will also say, I've been having a great time. If I'm missing out on a little bit of fun, that's all right. I ain't got to go to every room at this party. I'm having a fun time here in the living room with y'all.
Here's what I'm saying. They're doing crazy shit in the back.
That ain't for me.
I understand. It is different strokes. Literally different strokes.
Different strokes. So, yeah, I guess there is a possibility that it's more pleasurable for both parties. I assume, I don't understand. Is it more pleasurable for the person receiving because there's more pressure created by, like, that additional skin?
You're asking Bay, right?
I'm asking whoever is brave enough to tell me more.
I never done it any other way.
Right, but okay, fair enough. Oh, for vaginas, it's good for the clit, is what we're being told.
Are we on different chat? Oh, okay, yeah. Oh yeah, that does make sense. I know what they're saying exactly. Yes, that is, yeah. Oh yeah, okay. Oh, how? I never thought about that. It rubs up, there's more skin there, so it rubs up against it. I never thought about that, the idea of not having that.
Damn. Well, I'm sorry to all those clits I've left unstimulated because of my weak shaven penis, but you know, try my best.
For men, I think the butthole has a lot of stimulation.
Yeah, I think that's true. Foreskinned or not foreskinned.
That ass.
I think butts open for business for certain people, and they get a lot of stimulation out of it. Was that eloquently put too?
No, it was much better when you were talking about your family. That was funky.
We need to take one more break. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap up this conversation about foreskins. I thought about a few other things that I want to ask you about. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more David, more Langston, more My Mama Told Me.
It began as a three-word line spoken by Kelly Taylor, Jenny Garth's character on Beverly Hills 90210, but it became her own formula for personal fulfillment and the rallying cry of an entire movement. The phrase, I choose me, has come to mean so much to so many. It embodies self-care and self-love.
I'm Jenny Garth, and I have a brand new podcast called I Choose Me. What started as a line in a script has become a guiding force for me. I've learned that loving yourself is not selfish.
Tune into the podcast, I Choose Me with Jenny Garth, as she continues her quest for contentment and gratitude and leads you on an exploration of the transformative power of those three words. You'll learn how you, too, can choose health, healing, and happiness to be the star of your own life and watch everything around you improve.
Join me each week as I continue my quest for contentment and gratitude. Come along and live by the words, I Choose Me.
Listen to I Choose Me with Jenny Garth on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been thinking about you. I want you back in my life.
It's too late for that.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do. One session, 24 hours.
BPM 110, 120. She's terrified.
Should we wake her up?
Absolutely not.
What was that?
You didn't figure it out?
I think I need to hear you say it.
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
This machine is approved and everything? You're allowed to be doing this?
We passed the review board a year ago. We're not hurting people.
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling. And it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a koofy on it. It says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah. You can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff. So get it.
And is it cut? We are talking.
Well, she can smell it, but she doesn't know what it looks like. She just,
I don't know, man.
Knows just, the scent.
I'm just trying to have fun with my friends.
Sorry. Yeah, I came in like a real hater asking for clarification.
So we were talking about over the break, and I was saying, because Langston mentioned that I'm not nailing for the idea of advocacy for circumcision. And it's because I am pretty ambivalent towards it. I'm definitely not like one of these people who's like, you have to. I don't believe that trauma thing or anything like that. Do I believe it's necessary? Obviously not. I've lived a life without it. You know what I'm saying?
But do you see and would you see any reason for going through with it for your kid? Or are you like, no, there's no way in the world that I would find myself letting that happen at this point?
I don't think so. It would have to be a pretty good argument. If the only argument is it would be different, his dick would be different than most of the dicks in this one section of a world that I hope he goes out to explore, then no, I don't really see it. That doesn't...
I got you.
That doesn't seem necessary or really all that important to me.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That makes perfect sense. It is worth noting that you also talked a little bit about the sort of manipulative quality, the propaganda as it relates to making people feel less than, that I think we should discuss, that the standard of circumcision does create, I guess, bigotry of sorts as it relates to penis size and shape and cuts and shit.
I think when I was younger, when I was first getting it touched, I think I was maybe more worried about it. But it's like, as far as like the idea of, bodily things that you have that are bigoted, I'm hitting a trifecta, right? So I've always, it's been an uphill battle anyways. I had to love you because it's like, I'm black as hell, I'm fat as hell, and I got a big old uncut dick. So it was like, I gotta embrace all this shit. You know what I'm saying? I gotta embrace all this shit anyway. So that was always an uphill battle. So it was never like, the dick was never the thing that I thought that people would find the most off-putting.
it wasn't going to cripple you in your effort to achieve.
No, I'm strong. You know what I mean?
Good for you, man.
A weaker man would have caved. But yeah, I don't know. I think in the idea of thinking about like my, if I were to have a son and what I would think. Yeah, it's hard for you. You'd be hard for us to find a way to convince me that it's necessary.
I had a kid I went to high school with who got circumcised while we were in high school. It was the funniest day.
He told everybody?
I think his cousin might have told everybody.
That's a bad cousin.
I can't remember how we found out, but I do remember that he left like for 2 days or whatever it is, and us being like, yo, where such and such at? I'm going to respect him enough not to say his name.
You monster.
A more vile me, I think, probably would have said his name. But they were like, yo, where such and such? And then somebody knew like where he was. It might have been his girl. It might have been his cousin, somebody.
Wait, so he had a girl. That's interesting.
It was fascinating. It truly was like a choice of like, no, this is what I want to do. And then he came back 2 days later and we just ate him alive for being a man making a choice
to be
around the wrong motherfuckers.
To be like the rest of you jackals.
As if we didn't all go through it. As if, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, this wasn't... Yeah, yeah. This wasn't just a dude trying to fit in and be himself or feel better inside of his body. Like, right. It all had a logic, and we were like, nope, we're going to make him feel low, 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 low for the next 3 weeks.
But then did it settle in at some point?
Yeah, I think you stopped worrying about it because, you know, like I said, he had a girl and he was having sex. It wasn't affecting the one thing that we valued much more than anything else. So, yeah, do your thing, bro. I'm just teasing. But imagine if he wasn't having sex and he had to deal with the repercussions of us making fun of him and not getting any afterwards.
That would almost be a bridge too far.
It would have killed him.
Yeah, that would be too much.
That's how you kill a young man.
It's also an interesting thing to be bullied about or for. You know what I mean? It is very strange because it is like, what are you worried about it? How my dick looks.
It's weird that you would even know, bro.
Yeah. What are you worried about? What's happening with my dick?
15-year-old me doesn't agree. 15-year-old me is like, any information I've ever heard about any of your body parts is going to be a roast session. I don't care.
But that's because you're upset with your own nipples. That's right.
Of course. Every true good roast comes from a little place of self-hate. That's why you make it so loud and aggressive so that people don't notice your weak spots.
But also, I'm not like a big advocate for it. So it's not something I'm like embarrassed about or whatever, but I'm talking about it on a podcast, but I'm also not like out here screaming from the treetops about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's necessarily a shame thing, but it's just not that important to me, you know?
Yeah. I guess I feel it's important largely for simplicity's sake. More than because of the literal like penis itself needing to be a certain way. Like, I think it just will make my life easier if his penis looks like my penis. And so that's what we're going to do.
But no, I mean, that's, I think the main thing, right?
Yeah.
You only have to convince one generation and then it'll just keep going.
And I do, I imagine there are some of our listeners who are going to say horrible, mean things back to me because I'm introducing this life-ending trauma to my child. And if that's the case, fuck you, bitch. I don't know what you want from me.
I mean, I'm making a choice. This might not be even easy to answer, but do you feel like your penis looking like your father's penis made? I know this is like weird territory. I'm saying, do you think your dick looking like your dad's dick made any kind of difference?
No, but I bet.
I also don't. I didn't grow up with a dad, so I don't know how much are you seeing your dad's dick.
I wasn't seeing it a lot,
but like enough to.
I wasn't seeing it a lot, but when you're a kid, you see your parents' bodies. I think.
Right, you see your parents naked.
There are moments that sort of like, oh, okay, I've seen your body, you've seen mine, and that's just the way it is when you have kids. And so I saw it enough and nothing about it needed explanation, if that makes sense.
And that maybe I could see how there could be a hang up.
It's not even a crazy explanation. It's not even like a, you know what I mean? Like a, oh my God, how do I begin to have this conversation? But parenting is hard enough, and I don't need an extra hurdle. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, day to day, My daughter cusses me out for basic things that have nothing to do with the shape of her. If we can cut one of those things out of the conversation, then we're having a better day.
Okay, I guess I get that. I have wondered about, there's not like any role to, you just like, it's just like this, right?
Yeah, no, I don't have a role, shit.
No, but you don't understand. You don't understand what I'm saying. Like around the shaft, you're just rubbing. I don't know how to explain what I'm saying. It's just like this. The same as this is jerking off. It's the same thing.
I don't like this at all. I won't stand for this for one second. There's no world where you present this and this as jerking off, and I go, yeah, yep, it's like that.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? That there's no...
I don't understand a goddamn thing if you're going to speak to me like this. You want to have a conversation about a penis with me, you go down to your local grocer and you get a size appropriate vegetable or fruit and you come to me like a man.
I'm in a hotel. I don't have a bunch of dick-shaped shit in here.
David Bory, that's not my business. That's not my goddamn business. But what's not going to happen is you make my penis a non-NBA pointer finger and then jerk it off with your thumb and your index and I go, looks correct to me. All feels right at home.
It doesn't, because it doesn't work though, because it's not, my hand is too
no,
big.
No, sir. You show me some goddamn respect.
Okay, hold on. Let me take the tag off this bottle.
Look at him uncrumpling his crusty penis.
Like, there's no extra skin here, right? So it's just, this is just it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
That's it. Yeah, you get the head in there. Yeah, you get it. You get the whole thing.
Doesn't really seem like as good of a time.
Brother, I don't know the difference. I'll never feel what you felt. So I'm not missing anything. Do you know what I mean? That's like you can tell me it's not as good of a time, but I truly can't.
I don't know though.
You.
I also don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, I think you just had the choice made for you one way or the other of what kind of pleasure you'll have. So when people are like, well, it's better. It's like, but they'll be okay.
Yeah. They're going to like fucking whatever you do to it. You're going to like to put it in stuff.
Those That's nuts fair. Still bust. It's fine.
That's why people are always talking about lotion.
Mm-hmm. So you that don't need lotion because your skin is the lubricant? What's happening?
It moves.
Right. So you can just hold the skin and move across the penis.
Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what
no,
I was
I get
trying
what you're
to,
saying.
That's what I was trying to do with this. That's what I
got,
was trying
no,
to
No, I got you. And I'll be honest with you, I understood back then, but I wasn't going to consent to it.
Okay. I understand.
I followed. I just wasn't going to, I can't play that
Cause,
game.
Okay, now this is funny going back. I do remember this idea of like, you'd hear people be like, I got to jerk off with lotion. It never seemed that
necessary to you.
No.
Yeah, no, we're straight up against the this wood floor is down here. You know what I mean? There's no carpet.
No, you got to get some shag rug, baby.
Nope.
I mean, it's too late. Like you said, is there? There's no regrowth. There's no right.
There
it's
actually like, is, and I'm glad. Glad this came up. There are people. There is a wave, a cult of people who are actively trying to regrow their foreskins, and there's like I guess these weights that you
I'm
can
out.
Attach
that sounds,
to your penis,
horrible. To whatever happens
over time, just weigh it down until the foreskin pulls and regrows. That's how bad they want whatever you've been selling of like, oh, it feels so much better.
I don't know if I've been selling it feels better. I'm just living my life.
No, you and your ilk, folks like you, the sickos out there.
I mean, you
have been telling us over and over again that our penises are numb without this.
It sounds terrible. It does sound terrible. it does sound like it sucks to jerk off.
Listen, I've been doing just fine for quite a while.
Doesn't seem like it simulates sex at all. It's just yeah, that sounds bad. But whatever. I guess some people like skinless chicken tenders.
You put enough seasoning on it, they're pretty good.
Not as good as the fried, but whatever. Listen, we're not going to come to a... We both like our
healthier,
dicks.
Though.
That's what...
healthier. Okay.
How great is the life lived if there's no pleasure involved? You know what I mean? This is just sort of
okay.
Like,
okay, yeah. Now we're doing yeats.
Listen, at the end of the day, we're just two guys who like our dicks.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's it. I think that's all we got.
I think that's right. And I pray that you like your dick. All right. There's nothing else to say about this. I don't think that the circumcisions are real. And we hope that whoever is getting circumcised is happy with that choice.
I don't.
You want to tell the people where they can find you?
Cool Guy Jokes 87. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Patreon.com/David Borey. All special updates, interviews coming out weekly on that until the special and after the special comes out. Got some great content. We interviewed Langston. It was amazing. He was very funny. That's going to be on there. Also, the special looks great. Buy it when it comes out. It's very funny. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, I saw a very funny clip so far, and goddamn, it made me laugh out loud. Both the jokes are great, but also the circumstances of the special are just naturally hilarious. I love it.
I feel like it. So do that. And Exploding Kittens, July 12th.
Exploding Kittens.
Netflix. I play a little baby angel.
Okay. I like that. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. You can watch my special when it comes out August 20th on Netflix. Yeah. And you can like, you can subscribe, you can submit to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, your drops, your conspiracy theories, your pictures of the foreskin that you grew back. Send it all to mymamapod@gmail.com. And most importantly, buy some merch. Review, rate, do all the things online. Bang, bang, skeet, skeet. Bye, bitch. I've been getting touched. My Mama Told Me is a production of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network and iHeart Podcast.
Created and hosted by Langston Kerman.
Co-hosted by David Borey.
Executive produced by Will Ferrell, Hans Sani, and Olivia Aguilar.
Co-produced by Bay Wang.
Edited and engineered by Justin Conner.
Music by Nick Chambers.
Artwork by Dogon Krieger.
You can now watch episodes of My Mama Told Me on YouTube. Follow at My Mama Told Me and subscribe to our channel.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kay hasn't heard from her sister in 7 years.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do.
What was that?
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
Can Kay trust her sister, or is history repeating itself?
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Angie Martinez, and on my podcast, I like to talk to everyone from Hall of Fame athletes to iconic musicians about getting real on some of the complications and challenges of real life.
I had the best dad, and I had the best memories and the greatest experience, and that's all I want for my kids, as long as they can have that.
Listen to Angie Martinez IRL on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.